Okay, so this video, first off, I want to give a shout out to the guy who brought to my attention that to not spell MGTOW properly, because I was noticing some problems with my YouTube account too, where like sometimes people would leave comments and I couldn't see them, and I won't get it won't give me a notification until like 2 or 3 weeks later or a month later. So I'm not being an asshole and just not responding. I mean, like sometimes it'll say I have a message and I can read the first little part, but then when I click to go there, it would never show up. Like I see, like there definitely has been some issues with my YouTube page. I don't know if it's directly related to being the MGTOW page or if it's, you know, something on my end, but I didn't know it was a problem. So from now on, I'm gonna spell it differently, see if that helps. But yeah, so this video, man, I wanted to make because I legitimately just dumped a stone cold like beauty, right? And I'll show you pictures of her. This is her. I don't know if you can see it clearly. That's her, right? Let me see if I go over. That's her. And I just dumped this bitch, right? Because I didn't like the way she talked to my friend. And it wasn't like on a sense of like maybe some type of jealousy or something like that. It was more along the lines of her just like, she's just a shitty person. And the only reason she's even getting by is because she looks like that. That's why she's getting by in life. but she's a shitty human. And I think there's a lot of guys who would have put up with her because she looks like that. Now, personally, man, I say it's not worth it. It's not worth it for you to put up. I don't care how pretty she is. If she's a shitty human, is not worth it. You would be much better off just jacking off the porn or go buy a hooker or just go play PlayStation or build some Legos or something. Like you would be better off just, you know, doing something that you truly enjoy instead of dealing with this fucking waste of space of a human that just has a decent shape for 5 more seconds. You're really better off doing this shit, man. Honestly. And it's a rough situation because, man, like her attitude was just so fun. I mean, like it wasn't like horrible. It wasn't like loud and bad. But I mean, she's a Czech girl. She's, you know, quiet. But it's a shitty attitude. And you know, shitty attitudes when you come across it. Like pretty much. Okay, from my experience, especially since I've been in Prague, is this, man. Like, now I'm not trying to say I get every woman I come across. I'm not trying to say that. I'm not trying to say I have like a 90% success rate when it comes to talking to women. But when I do end up with girls, man, it usually ends up falling into one or two categories. One, the woman pretty much realizes within the first 5 minutes that I'm not the guy she can't do that. She can't have that shitty attitude directed towards me. Now, she doesn't know exactly what'll happen if she'll do it, but she just knows, like, you just don't do that to him type of thing, right? It's usually like that. It's usually in that mode, or she gets so frustrated with me that she tries to take it out on another friend of mine or somebody else I know. I see it and I don't talk to her anymore. That's usually the paths that goes, right? Now, another girlfriend I'm just thinking of right now that I have, looking back, I think she tried to do it when we first started talking years ago. I think she tried it, but she picked up on like, yeah, you can't do that with him. Because other guys, they'll sit there and keep asking questions. Well, I just thought I'd ask why. And, you know, no. I'll tell you, the worst thing you can do as a man when you're conversing with a woman, right? And you're any much further past like the first like introductory sentences, like you don't know each other type shit. The worst thing you could do is end sentences with a question mark. Because all that does is tell the woman you're following her. And like I say all the time, women were never built to be led. So they hate it. It's almost the same thing as how I got from Donovan Sharp, how a woman would rather punish you for not realizing that she's a whore instead of trying to live up to being a better woman to you. She'd rather punish you for that. You see, and it's the same thing. Like with bitches who get out of pocket really early on, it's like they almost want to punish you for letting them get out of pocket. It's like, because like I say in other videos, women have the mentalities of children. their brains don't grow. Their bodies just get older and get more shapelier, but their brains essentially are the same thing. They kind of learn how to tell you what you want to hear more often because they figure, oh, you know, you'll want to hear this because you'll think I'm more mature. But no, woman's brain is child's brain. See, with these bitches who get out of pocket, like, now she won't talk to me how she talked to the friend of mine. I guarantee you that because she know like children. They know how to smell out which one they can do it to and which one they can't. You see, like, because they're children. They know. Oh yeah, I could do that with Dan, but Tom, no, I know. Don't do that to Tom. Like, just don't do it. Like, they know the ones. And then the thing is, like I said, like the whore situation, like them being a whore, they'd rather punish you for not putting them in check. Instead of learning how to become a decent human and then just existing as a decent human, that's how a child's brain works. See, like, when children are bad, like children, they would rather just act up more and relatively punish you for not putting them in check instead of you just putting your foot down and you go, sit the fuck down, shut the fuck up. And then they know how to act. You see, they'd rather punish you for not putting them in check. You see what I'm saying? Like, and it only gets worse the prettier they are. Because, see, the prettier they are, like this girl, she knows with the pictures that I just showed you guys, the pictures that I showed you, she could easily go on Tinder right now and have 15 guys lined up behind her within an hour. I know it. I mean, like, just, I mean, look at the pictures that I showed you. Anywhere on the planet, a girl with that body figure, And healthy skin and hair, she puts a picture up, and within an hour, she has 10 men following her, right? So it only gets worse then, depending on the woman. Like, now, maybe, like, had I expended some energy and checked the bitch, she might end up falling in love with me. Or she could have been the other type of bitch who, you know, you put that energy out on her. All that does is validate that she's worth something, and then she just runs off to some beta guy who just tells her whatever she wants to hear, and it just continuously grows out of proportion. to the point where she's essentially just literally a walking fleshlight at this, because you can't do anything else with this woman. This is how women turn into trash. You see, this is why I said in the last video, when a woman starts to win in any one part of her life, the rest of her life is in shambles. It's irreparable. This happens. A woman's brain was never meant to be a successor in anything. Their brains are not made for it. Every CEO, every IT specialist, every female accountant, every female principal, whenever they get that one thing that's high, it strips away their lovability as an actual woman. You see? And their brains cannot handle leadership. They despise it. They really hate it. But it's like, on the side, see, now, because see, feminists have like what women have always done since the beginning of time, the older, undesirable women poison the younger women into being fucked up like they are. They taught them to be leaders and all this stuff, knowing full well what was going to happen. But this is what women do. Older women, women destroy other women. It's what women do. Okay, they never work in teams. So they thought that, oh, I'll be a leader now. This will work. So now if I'm just strong and dominant like a man, like will attract like, and I'll eventually find a man who wants me for me being, you know, a fucking feminist leader bitch. And it doesn't work, because even if she does find this man, she's going to know, okay, this man must be low value because he's not putting me in any fucking check. He's not checking me on anything. So like so these women, they get stuck in this endless loop of just fucked up, miserable depression, anxiety, just pharmaceutical induced mental illness. And they never get out of it. And see, this girl, she's that same thing. Like I said, she's pretty. So her thing was being pretty. So you can't tell her anything. Or it's going to be the other extreme, and she's going to fall in love with me for checking her. Either way, it's not a comfortable situation to be in. Either way, it would be better off just to go to a brothel and pay some struggling college student $50 to jiggle her tits in front of my face and suck my dick when I want her to. It would just be easier to go that route. You see what I'm saying? But like I said, all guys aren't as open as me. And I understand some guys, they have problems with the direct one-to-one exchange with prostitution. So I get that. I'm not making fun of those. Of if you're that kind of guy, I'm not making fun of you. I get it. It's a different wavelength of thought. I get it. But see, especially women like this girl, see, she's pretty. So she it's going to, Well, all of them end up fucked up when they end up winning in any one area. But for her, it's really going to come crashing down when she starts to hit the wall. Like, that's when the quality of men are going to be shit now. Relative to what she used to be able to get the chaser before. It's almost as if, like, the prettier she is, the sadder the outcome's going to be for the last 40 years of her life. Because now, you know, she's 25, 26, 27, something like that. You know, this is all she knows. All she knows is being a woman, being born into being loved, being born into being wanted, being born into being treated better simply because she's woman. But when that wall hits and she's out in that world with, you know, uneducated and just pretty, there's nothing, you know, she's better. She's got to start doing, like I said in the last video, those women, they got to start doing some of the craziest sex acts known to man, or they have no purpose on the planet. or they'll be like kindergarten teachers, some stupid shit like that, because the kids will still give them attention. You know, they got to go into some customer service to still get some attention, and then be glorified for them being, you know, nice and pretty, and, you know, to, you know, inferior minds or people who just aren't paying them any attention like that. But yeah, that's the end course of it. But yeah, don't entertain bad behavior ever from a woman, ever. Because once you do, like I said, it's like a child. Once that child knows it can do something to you, then it's just going to grow out of control to the point where you're never really going to be in control until you just snap from time to time. And it's just not worth the mental stress of even having to go through that. If a woman is fucking up, especially early on in the early stages, and you ain't, like, y'all ain't really done a whole lot yet, she's trash, man. I don't care how pretty. I don't care if Beyonce in her prime got an ass job like Kim Kardashian and came in the room and started twerking in front of you, and it turned around with a shit attitude. Trust me, man. It's not worth. Just go home and jack off. It's not worth it. I'm telling you, man. It's not the total overall stress of dealing with that shit is just not worth it.